It's Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. Remember the 5th of November. If you're having a fireworks party or anything tonight or at the weekend, please be careful. Please be careful. I wanted to record a boo today, which is an amateur dramatics boo. So it's going to be hashtagged Amdram, as I am doing with all my Amdram boos, and I'm going to be talking about the next step in the process for the latest production I'm involved with, which is a pantomime. And I am back with the Knutsford Little Theatre, who are a lovely, lovely theatre company that I've recently been involved with, well, for almost a year now, I guess. And I recorded a boo a little while ago after the audition process for their pantomime, just saying that I'd got a part, and my part was WPC Pong, one half of the comedy police duo in Aladdin. It's a very traditional family pantomime, and there are some things about pantomimes that you get time and time and time and time again, and the comedy duo is one of those traditional things. Usually involves a lot of slapstick and a lot of humour. So, and it's not a part I've played before, not a kind of part I've played before. My pantomime experience up to here has predominantly been chorus, and then just before I went to university, I played principal girl in a pantomime back home. So, and then I haven't really done any pantomime since. I've been doing straight plays and musicals. So returning to pantomime is, I'm really looking forward to. I'm surprised how excited I am by the whole thing, actually. The pantomime is Aladdin, and the next significant step in the process happened last night, in that in my email inbox arrived my copy of the script. Now, pantomime is a little bit different. Normally, when you put a play on, or at least my experience of when you put a play on, is that you order the scripts from Amazon or from a script bookshop or something, and, you know, they arrive as properly bound books. And typically, there's a read-through before the audition so that you know how the play reads, and then you go to the audition and you say which part you want to go for, and that's the usual process. Now, pantomime has been slightly different, because the joy of a pantomime is that people like to tweak it for local interest. So if you go and see a local pantomime, there will be local references in it. They will refer to local places, they will refer to local things. And so to that extent, the script that you get needs to be rewritten. And the script that we're using is written by a playwright called Ben Crocker, who seems to specialise in pantomimes. And he sells the rights to produce his pantomimes through his website. And what you get is a digital copy of the script in like a Word document. So you can then tweak the script as you wish. So in my inbox yesterday arrived the tweaked Word document, you know, all ready for Knutsford Little Theatre to put on. And so I had the very exciting job of receiving this email and printing out the script. You don't necessarily have to print out the script, but I'm one of these people, I can't read stuff on the screen. I have to have a physical copy. And, you know, again, my experience acting on stage is that at least at the start, you need to have the script in your hands, so that as you're learning the words and the movements and putting everything onto the stage, you've got everything that you need in your hands. That's the way I've always done it. So I have printed out my script. I've got a lovely A4 set. I've bound it together. We also had the rehearsal schedule arrive as well. So again, I've printed that out and bound it in with my script. And then I've done what I always do when I get a part and I've got the script. I've gone through and I've underlined in red all the words I have to say, and any directions about when I enter and when I exit, because of course it's not just about learning the words, it's also about learning cue lines, so that I need to learn who says what before I come in, so that I come in at the right time. So that's always the first thing I do when I get the script and when I've got a part, is just go through it and underline all my words. And there's something really nice about doing that. It's the first time you actually get, you read every single line and you start getting a feel for the character. And so I can tell there's going to be a lot of slapstick humour, there's a lot of fun. It's typical pantomime. Pantomimes are always very busy. There's a lot of principal characters, but they tend to come on and do something and go off, or they come on and then somebody else comes on, and you'll find that you might be on stage for quite a while, but you don't actually say very much, but there's a lot of reacting to what's going on. So you start, once you start working through the script and making marks as to when you're coming in, when you're going out, when you're saying stuff, you start getting a feel as to how it's going to play out. Although I must say, for me personally, reading it through never works as well as reading it through with other people and ultimately actually getting on the stage and walking it through as well as reading it through. So I'm really excited. We've got our first rehearsal, not next week, the week after, I think, Monday the 19th, we start rehearsing. So that will be the first time that we all get to get on stage. I'll get to meet all the other people who are in the cast, because there are a few people in it who I haven't met yet and don't know. You know, we'll start working together as a group and start pulling it together and making it into a show. So rehearsal starts a couple of weeks' time, and the actual production is on towards the end of January. It's not the very end of January, it's kind of 2 weeks in the middle of January. So that gives us another challenge with rehearsals, because obviously there's Christmas in the middle of it. So we're going to have a busy period rehearsing up until Christmas. I see that the director has given us pretty much 2 full weeks off over the Christmas period, so we won't be rehearsing during the festivities. But then we're back into it, and pretty much straight after Christmas we're into rehearsal, dress rehearsal, technical rehearsal, getting it all working. And one of the challenges, again, with pantomime particularly, is there are always a lot of props. There's always, you know, things that have to work. The first scene in the pantomime, I have to come in, and the script says that I come in with police sirens either side of my head, and these are apparently turned off by hitting me on the head with a truncheon. So, you know, just the logistics of having wearable police sirens that can be switched off. Presumably there'll be some cunning mechanism whereby I can actually control whether they're off or on in time with the being hit on the head. But there's a lot of and apologies for that very short cut off bit there. At that point my husband phoned me and interrupted my booing. So I was kind of mid-flow, and I must admit I chewed his ear off slightly because he interrupted my flow. But I think, I've just listened back to the boo so far, I think I'd pretty much finished talking anyway. I was just literally going through saying that there are a lot of technical aspects to pantomime. There's a lot of props. We will have to do a lot of rehearsing with those props. So after Christmas, we'll be full on into technical rehearsals and dress rehearsals and trying to get it all really slick and tight so it turns into a really entertaining and fun family pantomime. I'm really excited about doing this pantomime because it is the first thing my kids are going to be able to come and watch me do. So they're going to get the chance to come and see Mummy on the stage, and I hope they're okay with that. I hope they're old enough to understand. My daughter certainly is. My son, possibly not quite so much, but I'm sure he'll be okay as long as Daddy looks after him. But I will be in a position where they can see what I get up to when I go out all these evenings, because at the moment they just see Mummy's going out for the evening again, and they don't see the end product, the actual why I'm going out and what I'm doing. So the chance to show them that, I hope they'll enjoy it, and I certainly will enjoy it. So there we go, that's the latest stage in the production for pantomime, my latest Amdram update. And I, depending on how things go with rehearsals, if something else interesting happens that I want to tell you about, I will do further boos on the subject. I hope you found it interesting. Thanks for listening this far, and I will talk to you all again very soon. Bye for now.